Pause recording. Good evening to everyone on VI Talk. This is Ian McNamara here. I just wanted to do a boo, as I want to respond to the boo I've just heard on the changing law to protect guide dog owners. And the other part of my boo is to recommend some apps for anyone who is a singer or anyone who's musical out there who might enjoy these apps. So I'm going to start by my response to the change of the law to protect dog owners, well, guide dog owners. I personally haven't experienced an attack on my guide dog since I've had him. However, when he was being trained, he was attacked by two pit bulls when my instructor was training him while he was in harness, which has made him quite fearful of them dogs, and it does make him become quite aggressive towards them particular breeds or breeds that are like that. I think this law is a good idea for a number of reasons. One, because if you are a guide dog owner, that dog is your eyes and your mobility aid and your assistance. So if that dog is attacked and has to be retired and can't work again, that's your mobility aid down the drain until you can get another dog, unless you're a very good cane user and you can cope with a long cane. But that's your mobility aid down the drain until you can get another dog. And also, that could also knock your confidence when going out anyway, because it can make you nervous and you could think, well, what if a dog decides to just set on me on my own next time? So it could actually knock your confidence completely and also make you think like you've failed because you haven't been able to control your dog to stop it from happening, which obviously isn't your fault as the guide dog owner, it's the other owner's fault. If that dog has approached your guide dog first and started the attack, then it's that owner's fault for not having their dog under control. If I see another dog, and I can walk past, I will walk past, but a lot of the time, if I hear it quickly enough, I prefer to stop and let the other dog owner walk past me, because I find it easier to control my dog in a still position than I do when we're actually walking and having to walk past a dog. So personally, I prefer to do it in a standing position or get the dog to sit, whichever way works best. And I prefer to do it that way. The second reason I think this law is a good idea is because it might make owners think before letting their dogs off leads, or if they know their dogs aren't good with other dogs, it might make them take better precautions to make sure that kind of thing can't happen. So I think this is a good law for that reason also. I also feel that it's good because it might deter idiots, as I term them, from getting dogs just for the sake of them being able to attack others. And it might cut a lot of that out. So I think all in all this is a good law, and I also feel that it shouldn't have had to take all these recent guide dog attacks for this to happen. It should have been a law anyway a long time ago, and I'm glad that finally somebody's decided to do something about it and actually make it a law. It is against the law for guide dogs to be refused in a public building or in a taxi, so it should be against the law for a guide dog to be attacked, which now obviously it is. The fact that the owner could face up to 3 years in prison is a good thing, because it might, as I say, it hopefully will act as a deterrent to a lot of people and will make them more in tune to what their dog's doing, which isn't a bad thing. So that's my response to that particular part. The other couple of things I wanted to talk about was I wanted to give me a general update on my situation with my guide dog. And also I wanted to talk about the apps that I said I was going to recommend. So firstly, I'll talk about my situation. I had guide dogs come out to me last Tuesday to do an aftercare, 3 month aftercare, because my dog's 10 years old now. So I'm getting aftercare at a more regular base, more regular intervals. They've said I can carry on working him for now. He's doing fine, he's still eager, and they've said they don't see a problem because I've reduced his load anyway and he's not doing as much. They did have a team meeting before coming to see me last Tuesday, and there is the chance that there is a suitable dog in the offing at Leamington. There's a German Shepherd that they think might be suitable, so I'm waiting to actually hear from guide dogs about that. I haven't heard anything about that yet, but I'll keep people updated when I do. So that's the situation with my dog at the moment. So my dog is up for retirement, but it's not with immediate effect. They've said they'll come and see him again in another 3 months, providing obviously I haven't had a new dog found for me by then. But Jason, who came out last week, thinks the chances are that a dog will be found by then. So I'm not looking forward to him retiring, because he's been a great dog and I'm really impressed with him, but I am looking forward to a new challenge with a new dog, and it will be a new experience, because obviously it's going to be a different cat, it's going to be a different dog, so it's going to have different ways of behaving and things, so I might have different challenges that I have to face with the new one. So I'm looking forward to it in that aspect. And I'd like to thank everyone who messaged me on Facebook and stuff, commenting on my status, wishing me good luck and giving best wishes to me and my dog. And I'd like to thank people for that. I'm really grateful. The third part of my boo today was to recommend a couple of apps. They're by a company called Shmuel. That's S for Sierra, M for Mike, U for Uniform, L for Lima, E for Echo. The two apps that I'm going to focus on are the ones that I mainly use. I have got three of them, but I only really use two of them. The first one is called Magic Piano, which I don't use as much as the other one I'm going to speak about. Magic Piano is basically a piano app that you can challenge your friends on, and you play pieces by tapping the screen on the iPhone. You don't have to be able to play the piano to play this app. It does help if you know the tune, so you can obviously play the tune correctly, but you don't have to be able to play the piano. The app is fully accessible with voiceover, and you can use it perfectly well. You can buy add-ons for the app, like you can buy a VIP pass, which I have done, so I've got access to all the songs rather than just the free ones. And please excuse my notifications. I don't like turning my voice off when I'm recording, because sometimes it takes me a while to find the pause button again, so I just prefer to keep it on. So I apologise for the notifications that are coming up when they do. So yeah, that's Shmuel. That's the first app. The second app is my favourite app. It's the one I love, and I really would recommend this to anyone who is a singer. This app, again, is fully accessible with voiceover. The only thing that I don't think you can do is actually turn your microphone up, the volume on your mic up independently. I haven't found a way of doing that, but everything else, such as setting your vocal effects, actually picking a song to sing and things like that, you can do. The second app is called Sing. It's a karaoke app, and it has a selection of songs, or you can create an open mic and use your own backing track to sing. And the way this app is, it's a karaoke app, and you can sing a song. You can either do a solo performance, a duet performance, or a group. And once you record it, if it's a duet, anyone who's got the app can join. So you could be singing a song, and you could be singing with someone from Australia. It's a brilliant app. It's a good way to collaborate with your friends. So if there's a group of you that, for instance, wants to sing a song, you can sort it out and you can all sing it together without having to worry about all the timing issues you might get on Skype or over the phone. So that's called Sing. I would really recommend that app if you're a singer and you like to sing. It's also a way of getting enjoyment out of your music and getting your voice heard as well, if you fancy yourself as a decent singer. I personally love it. I use it quite a lot. I've sang with quite a lot of different people. And if you want to follow me on it, if you do decide to get the app, I mean, even if you're not singers, you could always get the app and just listen to other people. And, you know, you don't have to necessarily be a singer. You could just enjoy, like, listening to others who are singing on the app. 49-minute pause recording button. But it's really good and I would really recommend it. So that's called Sing. The other one is a guitar app that I've tried, but I'm not as much of a fan of that. I like the piano and the Sing the best, but I mainly use the Sing one, as I find that as I'm more a singer than anything else. So I just wanted to recommend them for you all. And if any of you do get the app Sing, follow me. My name on there is Ian McNamara 8, as it is on Magic Piano, because that's my Shmuel account name. So it's Ian McNamara 8, all one word. And if any of you do get the app, and you do sing a song, please invite me. And if I know it, I'll join in. The selection isn't the best that they've got on there, but they've got some decent songs on there. So that is my boot for today, and I look forward to hopefully contributing more to this channel. And I look forward to keep listening to the other boos that come up on here, with such as the interviews and other things that have been heard on this channel. I'm really impressed with it, by the way, and I think Michael and Joe have done a great job setting it up. And I've really enjoyed listening to other people on here and what they've talked about and things. So long may this channel continue, and I look forward to hearing from everybody soon, and take care. Bye now.